In uncertain times like these, we seek the comfortable, the familiar. But what would happen if we tried something entirely different? This is episode 12 of Social Insect Distancing, an emergency podcast series brought to you by the Daily Ant. Feeling antsy at home? We're here to improve your experience as a small thank you for choosing community well-being. The odorous house ant. Invasive ants often get a bad rap. To be fair, many invasive ant species do wreak havoc in natural ecosystems and agricultural lands, and they can sometimes swarm humans as well. But it is important to avoid judging the many based on the actions of a few. With 13,000 known species of ants, it goes without saying that the vast majority of ant species are not invasive. Plus, even ant species that are invasive can have interesting biology, and Tapenoma sessile, the odorous house ant, is one such species. The odorous house ant receives its name first because it is a common co-inhabitant with humans in their houses. But why odorous? Well, if you were to take it upon yourself to crush a cute little worker of the odorous house ant between your forefinger and your thumb, you would notice that it smells something like blue cheese or a rotten coconut. This odor comes from chemicals in their anal glands, which they sometimes spray as a defensive mechanism. Also, it is believed that the odorous house ant likely maintains small colony sizes in their native habitat, perhaps 50 workers or so, living inside an acorn in a forest. But when they invade new environments, such as your condominium, their colony sizes balloon to upwards of 10,000 workers. With colonial behavior like this, it's no wonder these ants are native to North America. I hope that learning about the odorous house ant has brightened your day a little bit, and just remember that we're all in this together. See you tomorrow.